Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dairy Digest, the podcast by Get Fair Dairy about the European dairy commodity markets. And in today's podcast, we'll take a brief look at the German, French and Dutch milk intake, and we'll discuss the trades that we've done yesterday. Today is the 13th of September. Let's take a look at the dairy markets. Yesterday, the week began as a typical Monday. We have received a lot of feedback on yesterday's update, so thank you for that. Most of the people seem to agree with the fact that the market is stuck and it makes no sense for most of our partners to gamble on what might happen. There are just too many likely scenarios that all have a different outcome, so most just seem to wait for a clearer forecast of the market. And without much news from inside of the dairy market on a Monday, we just take a brief look at what happened outside as well. Milk collection in France continues to show a deficit compared to the last year. With roughly 1.5% less milk, the milk collection in France is still contracting. The German milk collection is posting a slightly more positive number, and last week the market saw a 0.1% increase compared to the year before. But as said in earlier reports, the milk just seems to be thinner and thinner. The milk collection in the Netherlands continues to look strong. August milk collection came in at 3.3% higher compared to the last year. The fat content, however, is showing a bit further decline, but even with less fat in the milk, the collection of fats is still up by 1.5%. These numbers might be a bit surprising, with August being the hottest and driest month in recent times. With these numbers, the Dutch milk collection is posting its biggest milk collection in August since 2018. If this trend continues, we expect the Dutch milk collection to compensate a bit for the loss in the other milking countries. Looking at the energy market, the sentiment seems to cool down more and more. The Dutch gas futures traded at the lowest point in a month at €198, after peaking at almost €348. This is a significant drop, although the price is still roughly 8 times higher than normal. Energy prices also continue to decline, with the price down now more than 50% at a price of €478 per megawatt hour. Oil prices regained a bit of strength and are trading at $93 per barrel, but the price is still well below $129 per barrel a few weeks ago. The outlining of the European intervention plan to keep prices from increasing further seems to have its effect already. The butter market continues to trade at the same level as last week. We have traded 6 trucks of butter at a price between €68.75 and €69.40. This seems to be in line with the prices we've made last week. Most products seems to be available in Ireland, but we also see a bit more butter available from Eastern Europe. The Baltics and Ukraine are offering sweet cream butter well below the Polish market. It seems that buyers that usually buy the cheaper Polish butter are now happy to take Baltic, Ukrainian or even New Zealand butter at prices between €6,500 and €6,800. The EEX future market remained very quiet. If we are well informed of volumes traded yesterday, it is zero. Meanwhile, in the US, the CME prices are breaking records. Although milk production seems to be okay there, the prices are booming, and not only for butter, because cheese and skim milk powder futures are also gaining momentum over there. We would like to ask our US readers and listeners to comment on why the US prices are running up the hill. We start the day with the following markets. We have an offer for 2 trucks of fresh Lumico lactic butter for September collection at a price of €69.25. And we have an offer for 6 trucks of Irish lactic butter for September collection at a price of €6,900 ex-works Ireland. We are looking for 6 trucks of butter in Q1 German, Belgium, Dutch origin at a price of €67.80. If you have listened to our last 5 reports on cheese, just skip this section. We saw no activity on the cheese market, and when asking our partners, they claim to see the same. Next week, most purchases for October should be done, and we might see if the market is short or long on product. For now, we still see some selling interest for Gouda for September at a price of 5,200 euros, and buying interest is closer to 5,100 euros. We did get a specific demand for mozzarella. We are looking for 2 to 3 trucks of Austrian mozzarella for week 39 and 40 collection on H1 plastic pallets. For those who have volumes available, please let us know by replying on this podcast. We start the market with the following. We still have a bid for 6 trucks of Gouda 48 slicing quality for Q4 at a price of 4,900 euros. We have a bid for 1 to 2 trucks of Gouda slicing quality German or Dutch origin for September at a price of 5,100 euros. As said, we are looking for 2 to 3 trucks of mozzarella from Austria at a price of 49.75. And we are looking to sell 2 trucks of Gouda 48 for September at a price of 5,200 euros. From our side, no movement on the skim milk powder market. Although we do see a shift in the questions our partners ask us. Where last week most of the questions were something in the trend of, at what price would you see buyers for and then the product they were trying to sell? Now we see that questions are starting to sound more like this. If I would be a buyer for this volume, at what price would you be able to offer this product? It seems that buying interest is a little bit greater than selling interest, although concrete numbers we don't get. Looking at the EEX, the futures firmed up again a little bit over Q1. Q4 business seems to be very, very slow. CME futures, on the other hand, are showing a lot of strength and prices continue to go further up. We start the day with the following. We still have an offer for 200 metric tons of skim milk powder, Polish origin from Pomlek at a price of 36.50. We have an offer for 108 metric tons of skim milk powder, also from Ireland at a price of 35.90. And we have an offer for 100 metric tons of skim milk powder, Rücker origin, for low heat or medium heat at a price of around 37.50. Okay, and that was it again for today. We thank you very much for listening to the Daily Dairy Digest. If this is the first time you've listened, please subscribe via the follow button on your favorite podcast app. If you have any comments or any news that you want to share with us, please send an email to wouter@getfairdairy.nl. And for now, we wish you a good day, happy trading, and bye-bye.